Director Mayor and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. I'll let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this point in the meeting, it's time for public comments. The public can talk to us about anything that is not on our agenda. This is a teleconference, and I will ask the moderator to see if there's any public that would like to discuss something with us.
Thank you, Chair. Members of the public, as the Chair stated, now is the time for public comment on non-agenda items. If you'd like to make a comment on a non-agenda item, please identify yourself by name and wait to be recognized by the board. Once you're recognized by the board, make your comment. Otherwise, please keep your phones on mute to avoid any disruptions. So anybody that may comment, now is the time.
This is Frank Bissington.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Town of Discovery Bay Homeowners Resolution Number 2020-01, November 4th, 2020. Whereas the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors established the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority in 2012 without a vote of the homeowners. And whereas the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors issued revenue bonds in 2012 and 2017 and approved issuance of revenue bonds in 2020, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners are not allowed to vote on the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors issuing revenue bonds, clearly taxation without representation, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners to date are obligated to repay over $20 million in revenue bonds through 2047, and whereas the Town of Discovery Bay homeowners are obligated to repay any future issued revenue bonds, now therefore the homeowners of the Town of Discovery Bay do hereby resolve as follows. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors shall place on current and future meeting agendas a discussion item that addresses dissolving the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority, ending taxation without representation. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
It doesn't appear so, Chair. I would ask that the members of the public that are on the line, please mute your phone. There is some feedback coming through and it is disruptive.
All right, at this time, we're going to close public comment and move on to the consent calendar, and I'll bring that back. Does the board have any items they'd like to revise or change, or do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a roll call vote, please.
Director Grace?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director
Mayne? Aye.
Vice President Gatto?
Yeah, hi. Aye. This is Terry Mayne.
President Pease?
Aye.
One moment, Mr. Mayne.
Consent calendar is approved. Go ahead, moderator.
It appears a member of the public had a comment of sorts. Of Mr. Mahaney, did you have something to say?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't get my phone unmuted in time. I'm sorry. I live on Discovery Bay Boulevard, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but we need some traffic control by the sheriff and the CHP. I do see the sheriff's department drive down the street, but I very rarely, if ever, see them stop to even put the radar out or even make a presence at a stop position out here. In the 1200 block of Discovery Bay Boulevard, the average speed is probably anywhere between 35 and 50 miles an hour on a daily basis. So I would appreciate a little bit of more traffic control. Thank you very kindly.
I have closed public comment, but I will indulge if anyone else wasn't able to unmute their phone in time. Hearing no response, public comments are now officially closed, and regardless, we're not taking public comment. Area agency reports, do we have a representative from Assemblyman Jim Frazier's office?
It does not appear so, Chair.
All right, with that, we'll move on to Supervisor Burgess' office.
Again, no activity, Chair.
Okay. Is there a representative of the Sheriff's office?
Yes, Lieutenant Mark Johnson here.
Welcome, Lieutenant.
All right, so, good evening, everybody. I have to apologize first. I'm out of town, so I don't have my normal notes with me. Crime in Eastern County is still relatively low. It's still the lowest it's been since I've been out here since July. We do anticipate an uptick in crime just because during the holidays, it tends to go up again everywhere. So we are making sure our folks are staying out, staying visible. We're making lots of traffic stops. We've actually been making a lot of warrant arrests. There's a lot of people that come with warrants and whatnot. So we're hitting that somewhat hard. The reason being is, you know, the folks that are on probation, the ones that have warrants, are typically the ones that commit the crimes. So we're kind of going after those folks now in anticipation of crime going up around the holidays and whatnot. The biggest thing we've had last month, we had 6 domestic incidents where we ended up taking reports. We ended up taking 2 people to jail on that, but domestic violence is still something that we're seeing arise in. We see pretty much a decrease in everything. I think we had 1 petty theft. I think we had 1 auto burglary. So those are still relatively low. We are getting a lot of calls on the suspicious people, on suspicious vehicles, which is fantastic because then we're able to come out and contact those folks. A lot of times it's nothing, but we want those calls because it keeps the bad guys out of the area. No real updates on the ALPR cameras. We have 1 last one I'm trying to get installed. Other than that, like I said, last month, the 19 out of the 20 cameras are up. Surprisingly, we haven't gotten a lot of hits on those cameras. I thought we'd be getting hits on installed cameras all day long, but we're not, which is actually a good thing. When we were listening to our channel the other day on Highway 4, those cameras are going off all day long. Not so out in our area, so that's fantastic. But the ones that do, you know, obviously we're getting alerted to and able to respond to that. The other thing that we're going to start doing, we had our P6 meeting, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and we are going to try and use some of those funds to do some more traffic and enforcement and traffic control out in Discovery Bay. If that's approved, how we would probably do that is I would get with CHP to find out where they're seeing most of the accidents, most of the problems, and then we would put deputies in those areas on different days and whatnot, specifically just to go out there and enforce traffic. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. We are doing that with our beat officers, but we can only do that so much because they're responding to calls and that sort of thing. So other than that, I'll leave it open for questions.
Question?
Nope.
Lieutenant, you did a fantastic job. Good to hear about the traffic enforcement. That's a big issue with us out here. So thank you for your update.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have
Do
we have a representative from CHP?
Mr. President, I have a text here from Leah Castleberry with Supervisor Burgess. Apparently, for some reason, neither she or the CHP were able to get on the call today, so they apologize. And she said she just had another depressing COVID report to give us anyway, so it's no great loss.
Thank you for the update. With that, we'll move on to East Contra Fire District.
Good morning, Board Lieutenant Chief McCumber here. How are you all doing tonight?
Hey, Chief.
Very good.
Hey. All right, here is an operational report for the month of October and a couple of going-ons in the district. So there were 77 calls in Discovery Bay for the month of October, and their response time of 10:17. We'll happy to report no major incidents in the town of Discovery Bay. There were 632 calls total for the month of October in the district, average response time of 8:20. Could responding to 3 residential fires, 3 commercial fires, 6 vehicle fires, 1 large vehicle fire, 4 vegetation fires, and 14 exterior fires. District also responded to 26 vehicle accidents, with an additional 11 requiring rescue, 1 vehicle versus pedestrian accident, 5 motorcycle accidents, and 1 bicycle accident. So just a couple things. The district had 2 members who were up for election. They were 2 incumbents. They were both reelected, so we will not have any changes on our current fire board. But speaking of that, we had to move our fire board meeting next week. So if anybody in the audience plans on attending, the fire board meeting is not next Wednesday because it is Veterans Day. It'll be next Monday the 9th at same time, 6:30 p.m. And you can stream that live through our district website or through you can get there through the City of Brentwood's website too, but we encourage you to do it through our website. Why I talk about that is we will have you having a discussion and possible implementation of a district-wide community facilities district for all new development. So I encourage everybody who's listening to this call to please attend that meeting if you can. Again, 6:30 p.m. on Monday, November 9th. While we do have a chance of some slight rain this coming weekend, everything that we're seeing with the weather and everything that CAL FIRE is declaring, fire season is going to be extended through the end of December at this point. Even with the slight rain coming, it's not going to be enough to overcome the dryness of all the fuels, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a whole lot of wet patterns coming through. We're in for some just some dry, cold weather. Again, this is kind of unprecedented to almost run into January through fire season. But we are still seeing just not good fuel recoveries. We're still seeing some wind on the horizon. So again, if you see some weeds in the district that haven't been taken care of, please call our Fire Prevention Bureau to get the weed abatement going on that process. And just for a little historical background, over the last couple of months, the district has taken over 50 properties to the point where we are sending our own weed abatement contractor to abate those properties, and the district is fining those people and or putting lien on those properties. Something we've never done in the past, but 50 properties on the first year is still a lot, and that just means that people aren't getting the message to get their weeds down. So again, if you're seeing weeds in and about your travels in our district, please call the Prevention Bureau, report those weeds, and make sure they're in our queue. Finally, we're still doing good on the COVID front. We've had no firefighters test positive, no sick calls for COVID even in the last couple of months. We did have some early scares, but we've been doing well. Everybody's been doing the proper PPEs, but COVID cases are starting to rise again in this county, according to reports over the last 2 days. So it looks like it's coming back around, unfortunately. So that is the end of my report, and I'm available for questions.
I just had a quick question. Director Goodell, how is the passing of Measure X? Are you guys excited about it, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, so Measure X passed. I guess I could have touched on that a little bit. There is excitement. There is a good possibility it brings in some extra money to the district. But since it just passed last night, we don't know the what of the what yet. That measure was designed for fire and public services like hospitals and those type of care. So it was being discussed as of this morning at the countywide fire chiefs meeting. I will know a lot more about the direction of how the funding is going to go by next month of December. But yes, we're excited.
Thank you.
All right, no other question. Thank you, Chief, for an excellent report. With that,
thank you.
We're going to move on to business and action items, G1, discussion about amending the park rules. Staff.
Yes, I'm going to bring up park and recreation leadership on the bill.
Good evening, everybody. We have a staff report for you. action is to approve Resolution 2020-23, amending park rules and regulations, board policy number 12. Resolution 2020-23 and policy number 12. So you'll see we've given you for policy 12, park rules and regulations, and we've highlighted in yellow the areas that have changed. What we did was occasionally it's good to go through, check things, update them as we evolve and learn and what our needs are. And we noticed that we did not have in here community center park hours and park use. We added pickleball now that we have those. Changed and tweaked a few things that I've highlighted for your reference. And added dog park. We've got our dog park now, so we added that to our policy. So if...
Okay. Board have any clarifying questions? Seeing none, public comment. Is there any public comment on the on this item? Hearing none, we'll close public
comment.
Sure,
we're not hearing anything.
Thank you. We'll bring that back to the board for discussion and or a motion.
I would move the board accept staff's recommendation and approve the resolution as written. It was reviewed by the Park and Rec Committee today. We recommended that action be taken.
Second.
Okay, then moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steph.
You're welcome.
And with that, is there a general manager's report? No report. With that, we'll move on to director's report. And we'll go to the communications committee. I was there today along with Director Gatto. I'll let Mr. Gatto talk to us.
The communication committee met earlier today. We discussed several items. We are, of course, the ongoing analytics of the web page and the usage. But what was really encouraging is the we're starting to spend more time with the Facebook page and adding more content that's specific to the Parks and Rec Committee, or to the Parks and Recreation, which I think would be very useful for the community.
Thank you for that update. Parks and Rec Committee.
Yes, and we also met today. We discussed scheduling of upcoming meetings through the holiday schedule. We discussed renovation at Ravenswood. We've already, as you may recall, purchased the equipment, but we will be sending out the bid for installation of that equipment on December 3rd, I believe it was, for RFP. We discussed the Prop 68 money. And we're looking at how we're going to address that as a committee to bring recommendations back to the board and looking at different projects to be able to that would qualify for the Prop 68 money. Along with that, discussed other funding opportunities for both for all the parks and the entire area. We discussed the revisions that you just heard about. We had some discussion with regards to the new pickleball courts and what we can do to work together at some rules and times for availability that had to be modified because we didn't have pickleball courts here before, and we had representatives from the pickleball group on the line and had a very good meeting.
Thank you.
And actually, if I could have one additional item that was very encouraging. Staff spent quite a bit of time putting together a wish list, if you will, deferred maintenance items as well as things that need to be repaired within several zones. So that's exciting to have some visibility to what we need to start focusing on for 2021.
Okay. And with that, we'll go to the Water Wastewater Committee. Director Mann.
Three items were discussed, two of which were cancellation of December 12th and December 6th meetings for the committee. And then a quick update on the denitrification and diffuser from Aaron. That was it.
Okay. With that, is there any future agenda items?
I do not have any at this time.
Seeing none, 7:20, meeting is adjourned.